So quick review. So quick review from yesterday. We're doing some Pesim and Aleph Kiddushin. So basically the case, the simple case, if you marry a woman, let's say, who's not Jewish, and you try to marry her, you give her a Kiddushin, that the Kiddushin will be Chal when she becomes Jewish, when she converts. Or you're not Jewish, and you give her a Kiddushin, that will be Chal when you convert. Or when she gets freed, she's a slave, or you're a slave, or you do it that she's married, so you give her money now, that'll be chal once she becomes divorced, or her husband dies, whatever. So these cases, the question the Gemara submission says, doesn't work. Okay, it doesn't work. The condition isn't chal. Because it's not, Rashi says, it's not to abo la olam. Because at this moment, she's not a bas achi of kedushin, so you can't do kedushin. On the now, it's not possible to do Kiddushin. You can't do Kiddushin because it will be able to be Chal later. But right now, it's not able to be Chal, so it doesn't work. Apparently, it has to be right now. Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Right?
That makes sense. Okay, so that's, we're going to define this a little better, but that's the basic halach on the Mishnah. Okay? So then, the Gemara says, similar halacha, is that you're not allowed to take off so something is in chayv and shumas amaisos until it's detached, something which is attached. There's two things. I mean, first of all, it has to ripen, so it has to be a third ripe, so ripen, and then it has to become detached. So if it's not yet detached, so then it's not chayv and shumas amaisos. So the thing is, if you want to take off shumas amaisos using a attached fruit, whereas you want to take off shumas amaisos on for something detached using something attached, or vice versa, so that doesn't work, because again, if something is attached to the tree, it's not subject to Trumas and Maestros, so therefore you can't use that in your process of Truma, and it doesn't work. But the Gemara says, what about if you say that I'm taking off Truma now, that will be Chal when the thing becomes detached? Okay, so of course you can't do it right now, but I'm doing it now and it'll be Chal later. Do you say that's also not possible because it's like lo ba'al olam? Right now, the thing isn't subject to Trumas Maizros. So you want to do is, if you want to do a Maisa of Afrash on it now, Al-Shem Ha'asid, because it's going to be Roy. Yeah, but you could argue that's lo ba'al olam. It seems like the exact same thing. You want to marry a woman who currently is not subject to Kedushin, just on the platform, on the premise of later, what's going to happen later, but that seems like it's the same thing. Right? So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, do you say that? Do you say it's not good truma or it's good? So the Gemara says, no, that is good. Because it says, since it's biyado, kol she biyado lav k'mechusar ma'isadami, which means that as long as it's in your yad, in your power to detach the fruits, so although right now the fruits are not roi for truma, but you could make them roi any moment, you could just rip them off the tree. So you can make them roi. So since it's roi, since it's biyado, you say that's not like it's missing an action. Missing an action. Okay? You don't say it's missing an action. It's not mechusar maisa. And therefore, you could take off truma on these fruits now. That it will be chal later. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. So the question is difficult, because who cares that it's biyado to do it? Very nice. It was biyado. You could make them roi, but right now they're not roi. And so he says, as long as it's biyado, it's not like it's missing an action. Well, who's talking about missing an action? The question is, are they ba'al olam? Well, they're not ba'al olam right now. They're not ba'al olam. They're not roi for Trumas Maisa. So what do you mean they're mechusar maisa? What is that even talking about? How'd that become a factor altogether? Are the fruits missing maisa? Okay, so what's this idea? That as long as since it's biyado, it's as if it's almost like as if they're already detached, but they're not detached. Okay, that's the one problem. And then there's one other problem is that Ostendig Gemara says is, yeah, but if you can tell me it's biyado, that's okay. So what about if you say I'm going to convert? I'll marry you. That'll be chal when I convert. Isn't it biyado to convert? So at any moment I could convert. So Gemara says no. It says because converting needs to get three people to agree to accept you, and that's not biyado. Okay, maybe they're not going to listen to you, so therefore that's not considered biyado. Fine. So what about if a guy says to his shifcha, let's say a guy's a girl servant, and says, I'll marry you, well, that'll be chal when I free you. So that really is biyado. Right? You can just free her at any moment. So it says, no, that now she's a behema, and then she'll be like a das acharis. She'll really become like a das. And therefore, Rashi says, "Ein lecha mechusam ma'aser gadol misa." Can't have something missing in action more than that. She's an Ashid Behemoth, then it'll be, she'll be a Das Acharis. The question is, what does that mean? But the problem is, it's Biyada. At any moment, you can free her. So what does that mean? It's Ein lecha mechusam ma'aser gadol misa. What's a mechusam ma'aser? All you do is free her. So it's because now she's a Behemoth, and then she'll become a Das Acharis. Who cares? What does that even mean? It's like the rules, it's just this whole system sounds like arbitrary. How does this work? How does the biyado thing work? And what's mechusar ma'aser? Do you go by biyado or you don't go by biyado? If you say biyado, it means that whatever, if you could do it now, so you could do it now. It says, no, but since she's a behemoth, what is that? How is that relevant altogether? Okay, these are the problems. Rashi says on the basis that a tefuah which doesn't bring a shlish isn't defined as tefuah. So it's only tefuah once it grows a third. I guess until that point, it's just like part of the tree or whatever. But once it grows a third, then it's tefuah. So it has to be, the whole thing only works once it's dead. You could ask, is that who cares if it's not tefuah? But bottom line is it's raw, you could take it off. Like let's say you detached it now. I mean, is he saying if you detach it also wouldn't be tefuah? I mean, maybe not. Maybe that's what he's saying, so it's not. You could say it's altogether not tefuah. Let's see what's happening. Just as a point of methodology here, is if you noticed, we kind of read a lot of Gemara here. We went somewhat far here before giving any ideas. So the reason why I did that, because, it's always a struggle when you got into a new sugya. Like, you don't know. It's always, in general, it's a question of svaras. Like, how many facts do you need to get before you go svaras? You know, do you just read a little bit and define that? Do you go further? But I just feel like this is like a new sugya. We don't know anything about Darash HaOlam. We don't understand the concept. I thought we would have understood a little bit, but then you see this biyado thing kind of throws it for a loop. And it's just like kind of, you have to get some idea. You don't have anything to go on. So, I mean, it's when you're in that type of a scenario, then it's a good idea to get a little more familiarity with the facts at hand. You know, because sometimes different problems can help point you in different directions. So having more problems, especially when you don't know the first thing about a sugya, you're not ready to start giving svaras. I mean, you have to kind of get a feel for the area. Sometimes more problems bring out more questions, and they help you, give you clues as to the ideas. So that's why, I mean, it's always good. I mean, it's hard to measure exactly, but that's why at the beginning, when you first start a sugya, different position, and you have to move a little bit more fact collecting than when you're already in the sugya and already know the principles. So then you come machlokas, you define it, you already have a basis here. But here we don't even know anything. What's the whole idea of Darash HaOlam? What's the concept? You know, what's biyado? We're throwing around all these ideas, and we don't even know anything about it. So it's a good idea to get more facts, get more, more experiments to work on that help provide us with information. Okay, so it's just, I mean, these things are always somewhat subjective. It's hard to make rules about these things. But that's why I did that here. So something like this. See, the issue here is one of that you need the thing to be a Maisa condition. Let's take condition. Okay? So you're giving a woman money. Okay? Giving a woman money. Let's say she's a guy. Okay? So you can't, right, it's just not a Maisa Kedushin. That's not a Maisa Kedushin. It's the core of a Maisa Kedushin. It may look like a Maisa Kedushin. But if someone is not a Bas HaChi of Kedushin altogether, she's altogether removed from the Parsha, so then you simply can't do a Maisa Kedushin. So he's saying, I'm doing the Maisa Kedushin now, but it'll be Chal later. But that demands that it's a Maisa Kedushin. And if she's Lo Bala Olam, it means, if right now it's not Biyad Lakadsha, it means she's simply not subject to Kedushin right now. So there's no such thing as Kedushin. I mean, if you're not subject to Kedushin, there's no such thing as Kedushin. So you simply, you can't do Kedushin to an animal. It's not a pshat you can't get married to an animal. There's no such thing as a Maisa Kedushin to an animal. Just not a Maisa Kedushin. You're just giving it money and saying some funny words to it, but it's nothing to do with Kedushin. So it's a guy, or an Esh Zesh. Same thing, an Esh Zesh, she's married. So you simply can't do a Maisa Kedushin to an Esh Zesh, she's married. And Kedushin means you're being Mekadesh, a single girl. That's part of the idea, is that you're binding her to you. She's already bound up. She's not available for a Kedushin. Okay, so it's a problem of that the Maisa simply don't have a character of Kedushin. You need it to be the proper proper entity for a condition for it to be defined as a ma'aseh kedushin. Similarly, if you want to do a ma'aseh hafrashas truma, let's say on a tree, okay, which has not yet grown fruits, let's say, so you can't do a ma'aseh hafrashas truma means there's tefuah, there's produce, and you're being mafresh the produce. So if it's, let's say if it's not already a shlesh, if it hasn't grown a third, simply it doesn't have a din of produce. That's not tefuah. So what do you do? Take off truma on the thing? That's simply it's not a maisa afrasha. Afrasha's truma demands a certain object for it to, it's an object of you being mafresh the truma on produce, on tefuah. So simply if you don't have tefuah, if you don't have the underlying entity, it's not subject to doing a maisa truma, maisa afrasha truma. Right, it's simply not. It's not possible. It's the wrong object, and the ma'isa versus truma is of a ma'isa which applies to a certain object, namely tevua. You can't do ma'isa versus truma to a person. You can't do ma'isa versus truma to a tree. You need the ma'isa versus truma to produce. So produce is once it grows a third. Now it's produce. Okay, that's a lima. The Rashi brings down. It's a lima. It's not produce until it's a third. Okay. So it's essentially, and that's why I think. That's what I think it means. It's like a behemah. That's what I think it means by like the shifcha. She's like a behemah. She's simply not subject to kedushin altogether. So she simply can't do kedushin on a behemah. So you can't do kedushin on a shifcha. You could free her tomorrow. It's very nice. But simply she's altogether not shayach to kedushin. She has nothing to do with kedushin. Okay, tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow you'll change her over into something totally different. That's like what you're saying, Sam. That right now, she's simply totally removed from the whole framework of Kedushin. I don't care what you could do. You do a lot of stuff. And tomorrow you can make her into a whole different person. But bottom line is now she's like, vis-a-vis Kedushin, she's like a behemoth. She's not subject to the whole parsha. That's what I mean, she's like a behemoth. It's not the meaning. I mean, the framework vis-a-vis Kedushin, she's just totally not shy after the thing. Okay, so therefore, who cares about what you could do in the future? Okay. Okay, so by that logic, you'll say, so what does biado ever mean? So what does biado mean altogether? So who cares what you could do in the future? But that's a good argument. Is that right now, we should just go by right now. It's lo bala olam. It means that vis-a-vis kedushin, she doesn't exist. Vis-a-vis tafrasha truma doesn't exist. Okay. But there's a difference. See, when it comes to, let's say, truma, so by truma, let's say there's a difference between a truma which hasn't grown a third and truma which is not yet detached. Okay? Truma is not yet detached. See, if it's not a third, it's not the right substance. Okay? It's not the right substance. The substance has to be tefuah. It's not tefuah. But once it's a third, it grows a third. It's tefuah. But it's just that the chiyuv, the din truma, it needs the condition of it being detached. Like as long as it's still attached on the tree, you can't do truma to it. But it's not that it's lacking in the substance of truma, of tefuah. It is tefuah. But that's halacha, is that until it's dug on or until it's made into, until it's freed up, until it's detached, it's not subject to the, you can't do the maisa truma to it. Okay? It's not subject to the maisa truma to it. Yet. Okay? It's lacking the condition of being like realized. Okay, being realized as tefuah, and it lacks that condition until it's detached. So the detaching it is like completes the thing and sets up the chiyuv trumos. Okay, well, until it's detached, or sets up the possibility, the brings it into the framework of trumos. But it's not that it's like a totally the wrong object. It's the right object. It's just lacking a condition. Okay, so the thing is like this: is that so. If it's the wrong object, let's say it's not even a third, it's not even tefuah, so then you simply can't do myself rasha to it, because it's simply not shayach, it's altogether not the right object. But if it is the right object, and it's just lacking a condition, of talosh, of detached, and that condition is within your reach, it's biyado, so then it's saying it makes sense to do the myself to it. Let's start with one step. One step would be like, maybe let's take a small step. If the thing is really the right object, it's just lacking a condition, so then you'll say, So now, you could do the Ma'aseh Rosh Chumah to it. So it's true that right now the Chumah can't be Chal because it's lacking the condition. But intrinsically, it's the right object, so the Ma'aseh Rosh Chumah makes sense on this object. It's just that it can't be Chal now because it's lacking the full condition. So I could do the Ma'aseh Rosh Chumah on the thing as if it's lacking a condition. It's different. If it's the wrong object altogether, it's necessarily not Shaykh to Chuma. But here, it is Shaykh to Chuma. It is Shaykh to Chuma right now. It's just that it's lacking a condition. So fine. So there's no reason though I can't do the Maisa Afrasha on it. I'm just getting the Maisa Afrasha. I can do the Maisa Afrasha now. And it'll be Chal when it becomes realized, when I detach it. The thing is like this, is that it's not Roy. It's not Roy, for the din chuma can't be chal until the thing is, until it's detached. But I'm not trying to make the din chuma chal. I'm just doing the maisa hafrasha on it, and the chal will be chal chashiyitlosh when it becomes detached. So the question is not, can I make a chuma today? The question is it shaykh to do a maisa hafrasha on the thing? Is it in the ballpark of chuma such that the action is defined as an action of chuma? As a frasha. So the thing is that as long as you have the proper essence, the underlying entity is proper, the fact that it's lacking a condition which is necessary for the Shem Chuma to be realized doesn't prevent me from the action having a character of myself frasha. I can do a myself frasha which will be realized, it's all made to be realized, it will be realized when the thing emerges. Okay, when the thing emerges. But there's one thing, is that it has to be biyada. Okay, it has to be biyada, which means is that even if it's just an accidental condition, but that accidental condition is removed from you, it's like so to speak inaccessible. Okay, so then it's still not subject to the condition or to the maisa. If it were the case that you wouldn't be able to detach this fruit for some reason, okay, I don't know, let's say it's too high up. I don't know if that's halachically recognized, but then you'd say is it's true that the it's the right essence. But bottom line is, it has an unpreventable or a condition which is removing it, which is currently mafkia it from the framework. So it's true, it's the right essence, but it's mechusar maisa. That's what it means. It's lacking. It has like a barrier to truma. If there's a barrier to truma, so then you wouldn't be able to do the maisa afrasha to it because there's a barrier. But if the thing is that it's just lacking a condition, but you could do that condition at any given moment, it's biyado. So then you say then it's essentially the thing has the proper identity, it's tefuah, and the condition which it has is biyado. So it's accessible. So therefore, the action which you're doing is it's in the framework of truma, such that you can do a maisa afrasha truma. I mean, it could be removed because of one of two ways. Either because essentially it's lacking, or if it's said, or it's lacking a condition, but that condition is inaccessible. Then also we won't be able to define. But if it's a proper essence, and the condition is simply like a removable condition at any moment, so now I can do the hafrash. And of course it won't be realized until I actually until I'm actually tolish it. But the maisa hafrasha is feasible, is applicable to the thing, because it's the right thing, and it doesn't have any barrier, because it's just a matter of time. I can just do this biyada. Okay, so just to clarify here, I'm saying it's like this, that you have to have, in order for it to be defined as a maisa afrasha, so it has to be the proper object. Okay, so there's two facets to it. First of all, that essentially it has to be tefuah. It's not tefuah, it's simply altogether not shayach to truma. Not in the ballpark. But even if it is tefuah, namely shlesh, then you could still have the shem tefuah, so essentially it's shayach to truma, but that trumaness or trumability is inaccessible. So it's like in the abstract it has the proper chal hashem, but that chal hashem is inaccessible. It has no practical reality to it, because it's mechusar maisa. So it's like the shem truma, the shem tvua, although it exists, it's like it only exists in potential because it's awaiting to be realized and is lacking the proper, it's coming to fruition in the actual world because it's simply not, it's not accessible. So that would be like if it were not possible to detach it now, so then you'd say is that although essentially it's proper, it's the right object, but that's very nice in the world of the abstract, but in the world of the practical, the thing still is not shy of doing truma to it. And therefore, I simply can't, my action is not going to be my satruma, because it's not, it's removed from the framework. Not essentially, but because there's, it's the shame tvua and the shame truma in the thing is, has not reached fruition. It still exists in purely in the abstract. But once the thing comes to fruition, it's ripened and it's biyado lekotzer. So it means that the shem tvua is a reality practically. Now it's true, in order to do it, I have to realize the katsira, but it's biyado. And that's the thing, is that's the principle of kol she biyado lav kemichus ramayza dami. Which means is that as long as the thing is biyado, so it's like a waiting cutting, so then you don't say that then it's accessible. Because then the shem truma, the fact that it's biyado, is enough to render the shame truma in the thing, the trumability of the thing, accessible. It doesn't have to be that I could do it instantaneously, but as long as it's subject to doing at any moment, so then you say it's shayach to truma, and therefore the maisa truma is a logical action on this thing. It's an appropriate action on the thing. I mean, so it has to have. But if it had the right underlying essence, but that essence was blocked up by an unrealizable condition, so then the property of Chotu is very nice in the abstract, but it has no realization in the world of the practical. So that again would prevent it from being defined as Maisa Truma. Because the Maisa Truma has to be a certain object. But here the object is proper, essentially it's proper, and it's just awaiting realization. So now, the object is one which is subject for which the Maisa Kedushin is the Maisa Truma Afrasha is relevant. As in order for it to be defined as Maisa Truma, it's the Trumability of it has to be like present, has to be accessible, and the Biyado makes it present. As it makes it it's a reality halachically, even though currently I can't actually take off the Truma yet. But it's biyado for me to do that, and therefore, the maisa truma is it's an action to which the maisa truma is shayach. It can't get the chalal shem truma yet, but it's awaiting. It's one step away. It's biyado to do it. So since it's biyado, therefore the maisa truma is a relevant action to it. See, it's not upset that I have to actually be taking off truma. It's just that I can't. The action can't be like a foreign action. I mean, so again, if it's totally not shayach essentially, then of course it's far. But even if it is shayach essentially, but if that essential nature is unrealized and removed from being realized, it's not biyado, so then still, my soul has no reality for this food, this produce. It's totally, it's not shayach to the my soul. It's like if let's say assume the fact where if it's up high up in a tree and it's not possible to reach it, let's say that would be a case. Where so it's very nice that it has a shame tvua, but it's lacking. It has the condition of a chubar, and it's simply not practically. It's not shayach to truma. The object is totally removed from the whole framework of truma, and not essentially, but it's mechubar. It's going to be mechubar for another year, and I have to wait until it comes down. So that's it's not shayach to do the action of a frasha on the thing. It's practically removed from the whole framework of truma. But again, if the thing is on a regular tree and I can just rip it off at any given moment, so it's tvua, and the maisa hafrasha is shayach to it because it's biyada. It's biyada, so it's like all made to be taken off and to have truma done to it. So therefore, the maisa can be defined as the maisa hafrasha. It's not pshat that it has to actually have a result now. Pshat is just that the object has to be in the parsha of truma, or in the parts of Kedushin, such that the action could have this character. The action can't have the character if it's an alien object. I think you need a principle. There comes a principle of biyado. There's a halachic recognition of biyado. I mean, you could always say, look, maybe something's happened, but And maybe you'll find someone to convert. I mean, there's always degrees of what's considered imminent or not. But that's halacha biyado. It's not mechusar maisa. Apparently, if it's mechusar maisa, then mechusar maisa means in order to do it, it's to access it. It's absent some sort of a process, like a significant. There's a barrier to realizing it. So then you say then the maisa can't have a character. But if it's biyado, saying which means is that it's accessible. At any moment I could just do it. There's no barrier. So they're just saying is now the action could be defined as the Ma'aseh HaFrasha. I mean that I think is that's his principle. That's his chiddush. It's the kosher biyado kosher ma'aseh dam. He's positing that halacha recognizes something as biyado. There's a phenomenon of biyado. Now yeah, you could say anything could happen here, but this is biyado. Biyado is a halachic is halachically recognized. I mean, you have to posit that, but that's what he's positing. He's positing that, and there's a sense to it. That there's an idea of something biyado. I mean, yeah, things always happen, but something is different, something is biyado, and something is not biyado. And biyado means it's within your grasp. So it means at any moment, it's practically realizable at any moment, which you choose. So it means that's a reality. But if it's not biyado, it means that it's dependent upon some other process, which is out of your control. So she's not subject to kedushin yet. You have to announce her until you do that process. She's not subject. By a shivcha, I mean, we'll have to get to this, but by a shivcha, it means is that she's simply like, that's a good question, but let's say she's total, let's say you'll say on the basic level, she's a behemoth. I'm not saying she's a behemoth. So Jews, so people get married. A behemoth, so vis a vis kedushin, she's a behemoth. Because kedushin is a certain type of, Kedusha, let's say, and a certain control of the type, and she's like she's a shivcha, she's a low-level type of a person, or you know something like that. She's not shaykh to the whole parsha of gittin and kedushin. Okay, she's simply like she's like property, so she's not shaykh. That's what I mean, like behemah. She's like property. She's not shaykh. She's not like an independent gavra who's subject to kedushin. So she's not an appropriate gavra for kedushin. It's not shaykh to her. Question is, what about a guy? Is a guy also like that? Is that what you're wondering? Yeah, it's actually Machlokes Rishonim. Question is, because the Gemara says, what about by Ger? Because by Ger, wouldn't you think the Gemara's saying is, no, that's not considered biyado because you have to get the people. Yeah, but it's not biyado. You can't
do the
Maisa either. What?
You just can't do the Maisa, no?
Because you can't. Yeah, it sounds from the Gemara that it's only lacking because you can't. It sounds from the Gemara that by the Ger, it's not Behema. It's just that practically you can't get three people together. But by Shivcha it's saying is that's like a behemah. So it sounds from the Gemara, if you learn straight in the Gemara, you'd be able to deduce that a guy, although she's not shaykh in Kedushin, essentially she's shaykh. Because she's, look, and you do see, like, there's an idea of Yishos by a guy. It's not Kedushin, not a behemah, right. I mean, it's a machlokas. I think the Rifa brings down different shittos, whether you say a guy's also like a behemah in this regard. It's also, you know, what you can say is that you see, like, a guy is subject to Kedushin. I mean, not to Kedushin, to Nisuin, to Ishos. Like, Ben Noach has an Ishos Esh. It's not the same thing as Yisrael, but you can say is that he's just lacking the realization of Kedushin Yisrael. You know, but an Eved is not altogether not. I mean, Eved, the master, could designate a woman for him, but it's not really Ishos. It's not really Ishos. So that's a different type of thing. I mean, but then those who learn, I mean, you could learn. I guess the question is, why is behemah? Is behemah because he's an avet, or is behemah just because he's like lacking kedushas yisrael? Apparently, that's there's a machlokes. I mean, I don't know. I didn't go into machlokes rishonim, but the Rifa brings down that's machlokes rishonim. Is that even though the gemara sounds from the gemara, the simplest reading the gemara is that the behemah is different from the avet, the ger is different from the shifa. You know what I mean? But that's a question. Is what exactly makes him? But I think that's the question. Is a guy intrinsically mufka from kedushin? An eved definitely intrinsically mufka from kedushin. He's like behemah. Is a guy also like that, or you say no? A guy is essentially shayach. It's just that he's lacking the condition of kedusha. Yeah, I mean that would be. You have to go further into that. You know, to go further. But I mean, on the basic, that's you know, it's like a certain kind of an idea. It's not. It's like something a little funny about it because I think the idea is that, and this is I think the type of idea you need here is that it's not pshat that the truma has to be you have to take off truma you can't do truma unless it's really making a truma now because it's not making a truma now it's not pshat that it just pshat is that that an action has to have a character. Like, it's a good example, like, by marriage, is that simply not somebody, you can't marry an animal. It's not shayach to the man. It's not because you can't. Why can't you marry an animal? Not only because it's not going to be chal. It's simply the whole thing is a crazy action. Has no meaning in the framework of an animal. It's an object totally removed from the whole parsha. It's not a relevant action. Now, once the action is relevant, there's such a thing as kiddushin or as shuma for the thing, then you can do it. Now, the chalos can't be chal, but that's no big deal. You can have a delayed chalos. That's not the problem here. Isn't the matter of the chalos being realized at this very instant, simultaneous with the maisa. That's not a problem. Problem is that if it's not subject to the institution, then the maisa can't have the character of what you're trying to give it. Can't be defined as a maisa kedusha. So that character doesn't need the reality of the kedusha to be chal today. It needs the biyado is enough. As long as it's just lacking in a condition, and the condition is realizable at any moment, so then it's accessible, so then the action is appropriate to this object. It's the right object for Truma, but in 1 second I just peel it off and I take Truma, so you can't say the object doesn't shy with Truma, the object is the same object. So it's true, it's just lacking a pure halachic realization, but the object is an object which is subject to Truma Samaishra, so it's the same object. It's biyado. It's an omeid. And biyado means it's like omeid to be. It's omeid to be pecked. It's waiting. It's awaiting being pecked. If it's mechusar maisa, it means it's not omeid to be pecked. It means it's a makev. There's something in between. But here, if it's biyado, it means it's omeid to be pecked. So that's a reality. The fact that it's omeid to be realized is a halachic reality, and that's enough to render the maisa relevant, and then it can be effective. Okay, good. So Dov asks why. So why don't you say, who cares if it's not a third, but it will become a third? But I think the answer to that is that it's like going to be like the Shifcha. That it's like a Behema. Means if it's not a third, it's essentially not Shayach at all. It's Tfuah. It's not even Tfuah. It's like the tree. It's like a part of the tree. It's part of the ground. It's not. Then it's altogether not. So that's like a Behema. You can't. If the thing is altogether the wrong essence, so then it's not. Then you can't say, well, in the future it's going to become a different thing. That's going to be a whole different change. It's going to be a different object altogether. So that you don't say. That action now is totally irrelevant. But if it's essentially the right object, it's tvua, and now it's just lacking in a condition, and that condition is only to be realized, so then you say that it's, then you can say that it's chal and has the right character. You know what I mean? We'll get more. I think we get more into that because the Gemara is going to bring up Shlish. But I think on the basic level, that makes sense. It's a mechusar maisa, so then it means that there's a barrier to realizing this chalos. What it means is that it's true. Theoretically, it's the right object for truma, but it's impossible to do. It's removed. There's a barrier which has to be removed. Which is a concrete, which demands a whole concrete process to remove it. I mean, you have to wait until whatever you could do to remove it in order to be able to access the underlying essence of being able to trumability. You know what I mean? So right now, the action of truma is no shaykh to it. You know what I mean? But if it's only to be realized, then right now it is shaykh to it because it's only to be realized. So that's what Rashi says, that by shufcha, it means enocha mechusar maisa gadol mizah. He says that, I think he means it's worse than mechusar maisa. It means mechusar maisa means where essentially it's good, it's just missing a condition, but that condition is mechusar maisa, there's a barrier. But if it's totally the wrong essence, it can't be more mechusar maisa than that. Now you could, it's biyado. Yeah, but that's even worse then. Notice, the whole discussion of mechusar maisa is assuming it's just an accidental lack, so then you'll say, how far removed is that accidental thing? Is it omeid or is it not omeid? But you can't say, if she's totally different essence, you can't say she's omeid to become a Jew, she's a behema. I mean, like, if it's the right essence, and now it's just lacking a condition, so if a condition is beyond those, you'll say it's omeid to have that. You know, if it's not omeid, then it's mechusar maisa, there's ma'akev. But if it's the wrong essence, then of course it's ma'akev. There's not going to be a greater ma'akev than that. You could do it at this moment, biyado. Biyado isn't shayach if the thing is lacking essentially. Biyado is only shayach if the thing is essentially correct and it's just lacking in the condition. So biyado makes the condition all made to be realized, and it's like its reality. That's what I think he's talking. It's not It's not really Methuselah. It's worse. It's that's what he's talking about, you know? It's a good way to say it, you know?
So, here's my question. What about Ger? I don't know if we'll take this on now, but, by Ger, it says, so what about by Ger? Why isn't Ger Biado? Okay, so let's assume now, it's assuming essentially a Goy is appropriate, just lacking the condition of conversion. So, it's saying is, so it says, what about the Ger? So, why don't you say that's Biado? So, she's a Goy, but she can convert at any moment. So, it says, no, because since Rabbi Royer says that you need three people to convert, so therefore, it's not, maybe you're not going to get them. So therefore, it's not Biado. Okay, it's not Biado. Right, so you have to get the people to tell them the mitzvos and whatever. So therefore, it's not considered, it's not Biado. So here's just their Havamina here. Okay, because, it doesn't seem like this idea that a ger needs three people seems to be like a fact. It doesn't seem like it's a machlokas. It says, right? And it's three because of Mishpat. It doesn't seem to me, I didn't look into the sugya, it doesn't seem like it's Machlokas because he's just quoting it. He's not saying he holds like that Tana or anything, he's just saying straight, that's what Rabbi Yonah says. I mean, Ger needs three. So if Ger needs three, so did the Amina realize that Ger needs three? So it must be it's like a question. The Gemara is, so Amin Raskani here is, do you say that's considered Biado? Because it's not like, you could argue the point, and you say, "Look, so I'll get three people together." It's a little hard, but whatever I could do. It's not, it kind of sounds like that's I think what you're bothered. It's like that's not biado. I understand. Can understand other things not being biado if it's not. I don't know exactly if the great cases, but this seems pretty biado. Why? Because I have to get three people together who are going to accept me. Big deal. So it seems like there's room here to have a hammer askana about whether that's considered biado or not. So maybe we could take that.
What's the
labiyadness
of it like? In other words, they're
going to
have to.
That's what he says. Maybe he says, maybe they're not going to agree. They're not going to get people to do it. They have to agree to sit there when you tovo you and to tell you the mitzvahs kalos, and maybe it's not going to be so easy for you to get people.
Yeah, okay.
And whatever, the practical realities involved. So that's one question. And then afterwards, I'm going to ask this other question. You'll see next about if you marry your wife. If you want to give, it's a funny case, but you give a pruta to your wife, and you say that I have, I'm going to marry you for when once I divorce you. I plan, in case I divorce you, here's kedusha now that will be chal after I divorce you. So we're going to get to that case. So, right? So we'll take that out. Okay, and it's like, you'll see, there's a question back and forth there. Okay, so that's, I guess we'll proceed further. So tomorrow I'm not going to be giving shiur, I think. I think my father's going to be giving shiur.
Okay.
He's doing an Ein Mevatlin Issur L'Chachila.
What?
Ein Mevatlin Issur L'Chachila.
Okay.
Yeah.